A satellite is being abandoned in orbit because its position can't be corrected without violating a Boeing patent on lunar flyby. This according to Boing Boing via Slashdot.
You know that stuff up there? Space? Yeah, we own it.
Yeah, you know that thing? You know the very act of flying a spacecraft past the moon?
Yeah.
We patented that.
That's so lame.
We went so far in our crazed little brains as to think, hey, you know what? We should file for a patent on flying our spacecraft past the moon. It is all I can do not to cuss like a sailor right now.
Don't do it. That is just
unbelievable. And then
it's Clean Friday, Molly. Don't do it.
On Boing Boing, they're like, sources have told Space Daily that the patent is regarded as legally, quote, trite, and as basic physics has been rebranded as a, quote, process, and that the patent wouldn't stand up to any significant level of court scrutiny and was only registered at the time because, quote, the patent office was incompetent when it comes to space matters. Nevertheless, the existence of the patent has, in fact, scrapped plans to keep a very expensive satellite functioning for 4 more years.
It's the AMC 14 commercial geostationary satellite. It was launched in March. It was supposed to go into geostationary transfer orbit, and it fell just a little short. However, they would have been able to fix it by doing a lunar flyby. However, they found out that that was patented, and so they're not going to do it.
Wow.
And they're abandoning the satellite.
Yes. And you can't even tell me that the patent office was incompetent when it came to space matters. If they granted this patent, they were incompetent when it came to thinking matters.
Yeah. Matters.
Like, who would ever in a million years read a patent that essentially said, we want a patent on flying our plane past the moon, and go like, okay, good idea. That would probably protect the business.
Does it actually say when that patent was filed?
Like, I don't see that, but it does say that the satellite would have been able to operate for 4 years and probably longer if it was allowed to fly by the moon.
Do you have any idea how much a satellite costs? Like, that is probably a pretty good use of our money.
All I'm saying is when the aliens invade and do this, I'd like to see what Boeing does.
Now, here's one of the reasons that they're not challenging Boeing is that SES is currently suing Boeing for an unrelated New Skies matter in the order of $50 million. This is according to spacetravel.com. And Boeing told SES that the patent was only available if SES American dropped the lawsuit.
So they're using the patent then to get them to drop a lawsuit?
Which, as leverage.
That's just normal practice, right? It's the fact that they have
that
patent in the first place.
That's why you file patents in the first place, exactly. And they should not be granted. That's just...
Well, you know, and one of the things they may figure is they could probably resolve this lawsuit and then go back and do the lunar flyby later. Maybe they're hoping.
No, they're talking about splashing the satellite within
days. Really? They say that in the article?
Yeah, it says.
Holy cow.
It says, at this stage,
They would rather continue on with their lawsuit and splash the satellite.
SES AmeriCom is working with a major U.S. based consultancy to rapidly deorbit the satellite as early as this Friday.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have patent on splashing satellites.
I don't think you're going to be. I think it's just going to involve shooting a missile at it, which I think the Navy.
Yeah, definitely has that patent.
Do you think the Boeing patent applies to asteroids? Because asteroids are flying by the moon.
Yeah, that's true.